I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. The founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten, is with me, and we're talking about audiobooks that lead to a larger discussion, lead to exploration. Is that a good way of putting it?
Yes, that's great.
Okay.
So the audiobook today is Imagine If, Creating a Future for Us All by Ken Robinson and Kate Robinson, and read by Kate Robinson.
Okay.
Now, I have to ask right away if you are familiar with Sir Ken Robinson.
Nine.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have a treat, because Ken Robinson is a writer who I have followed for years and years. And he was an educational visionary, a teacher, a writer, and an unbelievably riveting TED presenter. I've listened to his audiobooks. I've watched his TED Talks. I've talked about him with other teachers and educators and parents. He is an amazing man. He was an amazing man. And this is his daughter, who took up his unfinished manifesto, which apparently he had worked on for years, trying to succinctly talk about his vision and his principles.
What is his vision?
So his vision is really that we can unlock creative energy in all children from the youngest in every day they are in school, so that they can realize their human potential and be better citizens, greater thinkers, and more creative.
And does he propose how to do it?
He does. In the manifesto, they have a number of ways, sort of a call to action of things that parents can do and teachers can do. His initial TED Talk, which was in 2006, which was called Do Schools Kill Creativity? He engages people with that kind of provocative title, and then a speech about our, you know, educational systems. That's where I started with him. And, you know, I was delighted to listen to Imagine If. His daughter reads it very well, very earnestly. And I have to say that I miss some of Sir Ken's energy and his humor.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of it he had prepared and left for her, because he passed away quite suddenly, just in 2020. You know, he wanted to get this done because it was so important. Where this led me, remember when we talked to Malcolm Gladwell?
Uh-huh.
And he kept saying that, particularly in nonfiction, the using archival material and making the program rich with all of the different kinds of elements that you can bring in is really, you know, the way of the future. And I kept thinking about that in this, is because I wanted to hear Sir Ken say some of the things that he had written here, but in, you know, clips from some of his talks.
So you wanted him inserted?
I did.
Yeah, got it. Well, why don't we hear a little?
Yeah, this is a definition that his daughter, Kate, is presenting.
This is Imagine If, Creating a Future for All of Us by Ken Robinson and Kate Robinson, and it's read by Kate Robinson.
Applied imagination. You could be imaginative all day long without doing anything about it, and as such, nothing would ever change. To make use of our imaginations, we need to take them one step further. We need to be creative. If imagination is the ability to bring to mind things that are not present to our senses, then creativity is the process of putting your imagination to work. It is applied imagination. Imagination allows us to envision alternative possibilities, and creativity equips us with the tools to bring them into existence. I define creativity as the process of having original ideas that have value. This definition is based on the work of the All Our Futures group, and it includes three key terms to note: process, originality, and value.
Well, first, I love the notion of creativity as a process of an applied imagination.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that. But her voice, I mean, she is, talk about not dynamic. She's pretty monotone.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she does a very nice job and she's fairly expressive. This is a couple hours, a little under 3 hours.
Oh, so it's short.
So, you know, it's a catalyst again for thinking about other mm-hmm. things and looking
yeah.
further into Sir Ken's work and his programs.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a hook.
Yeah.
Completely. Okay, that was Imagine If, Creating a Future for All of Us by Ken Robinson and Kate Robinson. And it's read by Kate Robinson. Okay, Robin, thank you. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
We will do that, Joe. I'll look forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Marjorie Allingham, already a successful crime writer, was living quietly in an Essex village when the Second World War broke out. Her house became an air raid warden's post and a first aid center. Allingham herself became responsible for 275 East London evacuees in a rural community of just over 600. Commissioned by American publishing friends to recount what life was like, she began The Oaken Heart in the autumn of 1940, when the Battle of Britain gave way to the London Blitz, an evocative first-hand account of day-to-day realities in a small community upended. The Oaken Heart is read by Georgina Sutton, and you can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Josephine Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.